Duran Duran, an anniversary on BBC Radio Leeds this morning. It's just gone 11:15. Hope you're very well. I'm Pete, in for Gail. Now, here at BBC Radio Leeds, we do love it when you get in touch with us and you tell us about some of the fantastic things that you're up to, things that are happening here in West Yorkshire. That's exactly what Jules Armitage did. Jules wanted to tell us, and you, of course, about her Huddersfield cycling group, the Tandem Trekkers. Now, Jules is visually impaired, but being part of this group means she can still enjoy cycling. And dare I say, the Tandem means she doesn't have to do quite as much hard work as a solo cyclist. Maybe that's cheeky. I'm making some assumptions there about being a Tandem cyclist. Jules is here now to tell us more about Tandem Trekkers, along with Judith, who is one of the pilot riders in the group. Good morning to you both.
Good morning, Pete. You're doing a good job, by the way. What's your day job normally?
normally, I am the utility player around BBC Radio Leeds, so just caretaker for the day for Gail. Judith, I've been having some problems with pronunciation today, and I could have attempted to say your surname, but I decided to chicken out and say, please, can you do it instead? Your surname, Judith?
My surname is Brauch, and you're not the only one who has a problem. But yeah, you didn't win the cruise to Jamaica, I'm afraid.
Well, I'm glad I left it to you in that case. Now let's start with right where this idea started for you, because Jules, I understand that this idea started where all great ideas are born, in the pub, right?
It did, yes, in November 2013. It wasn't myself, by the way. It was because I moved to the area about a couple of years ago. So, yes, it started in the pub. And to the best of my knowledge, the Tandem Trekkers got a charity donation of £3,000, which bought a couple of second-hand bikes and all the gear to go with it. And then it's just increased and increased over the years to the point where now there's 21 tandem bikes. And there's 80 members. That's a mixture combination of pilots and stokers. But at the minute, there's more stokers than pilots.
Oh, I've never heard that. So stokers is stokers at the back?
Yeah, the stoker's the person on the back.
Right.
Yeah, the stoker's the one that does all the work on the back.
I'm laughing loudly now.
Okay. So was this born out of a lack of a specialist cycling club like that? Was this a case of sort of the original organisers organising their own group because of not being able to find one?
Yeah, basically, because I actually bought my own tandem a few years back, thinking that I could get my friends and family to go on the front. And lo and behold, it sat in my garage for a year and nobody wanted to come on it with me. So I started looking around groups, and this is when I found Tandem Trekkers. And they're a brilliant bunch, absolutely brilliant. We have a good laugh. And the pilots, by the way, are the people on the front, which are the likes of Judith. So they're not only our eyes, they're also our audio description as we're cycling along. So it's brilliant, absolutely brilliant. Second best thing to ride in a solo bike.
So Judith, just tell us a little bit about your cycling. Of course, you've got involved in this group. Was it because of word of mouth you heard about it and wanted to play a part in enabling more and more people to get involved? Just tell us about your cycling.
So I'm a solo cyclist mostly, and I kind of thought, you know, to have some fun for my wedding anniversary, me and my other half, we tried out tandem cycling and had an absolute hoot. And of course, because we're in Huddersfield, we thought, gosh, we're really special. You know, who in these hills cycles on a tandem bike? Actually went to the pub. You know, the pub features quite highly in this story. And somebody said, well, you know, I see them all the time. So I looked them up and found a tandem cycling club. And that was the Tandem Trekkers. And I joined. And, I think one of the things is, This enabling thing, that's I think really wonderful, because you're sharing a passion. And I kind of hope for Jules, but for the other stokers as well, there is this moment in time where everything just falls away, you know, ability, disability, everything falls away, and you just make the most wonderful friends really through the passion of cycling. You know, so I think it's very worthwhile doing it.
Jules, I want to ask as well, aside from the obvious issue of vision being affected, like, what knock-on effect does that have on your cycling? I hope I'm not asking a stupid question there. I mean, just presumably there's more to it than not seeing. You mentioned
effects.
Audio description.
Yeah, because it's nice to know. I mean, you can cycle. We cycle along Spen Valley, we've been to Dunford Bridge, Borough Bridge, and yeah, it's nice to get out in the fresh air and you can smell the flowers and the animals, but it's also nice to just, you know, I did used to be able to see, going back 7 years ago, and to be able to see, you know, the sky and know what colour the leaves are on the trees, and just little things like that that might seem insignificant to yourself, but for me, you still want to know about it. It's like, I constantly say to people, is this top purple or pink? Or does this go with that? And I'm like, well, it could be any colour you want, Jules, but, you know, I like to know things in detail.
Yeah,
and that's what you get with a pilot.
And it's, of course, also when we go past the football clubs, you know, we've got 11 handsome men, you know, playing football. We kind of, I do tell my students about that.
Yes, wow. Heaven forbid you should miss out on that. Yeah, no, of course, you need to know the important detail. You mentioned quite how big you the group of you is, and as you think you said, 21 bikes. Just tell us how's that sort of developed over time? Is that as big as it's got for you at any point?
That's the biggest that we've got to at the minute, yeah. Obviously we'd like more, but in order to have more, we need more pilots.
Mm. Yeah.
So, because what happens every week, we have a WhatsApp group, and people that are members, if the ride comes up, it's posted out on a Sunday, and then you put your name down to say, yes, I'd like to go on this ride if possible. And then our red leader one, who's Brittany Stead, she compiles all the pairings together. And hopefully, majority of the time, everybody gets a ride, but occasionally they might, for some reason, not be able to go because, for example, I've got a guide dog. So if I haven't got a walker from a guide dog, then I can't really go. But majority of the time, everybody puts their names down. So there's definitely room for more people to join us, isn't there, Judy?
There certainly is. And I think importantly with the pilots, you know, when I joined the Trekkers, I was under all sorts of misconceptions, like, you know, that I needed to be super fit or I needed to have a minimum miles per hour I could do on a bike, or that I needed a tandem. All those things you don't need. You just need, you know, a sense of humour, especially when you're cycling with Jules. And also you just need time. You need to be able to give some time on a regular basis on a Saturday morning. And it's magical, you know, and for all the cyclists listening out there, yes, we do a coffee stop every single ride. And also, I think one of the other things that I think is important to point out is that our stokers are of all sorts of ability, really, in terms of cycling. So if you're cycling with somebody like Jules, you know, you're a rocket, you know, because Jules is, you know, does a lot of...
She's only saying this, Pete, because when I ride with Judith, I have a stash of chocolate in my backpack.
Keeps you ticking over. Well, I think you've issued the kind of open invitation there to anyone who does want to get involved, whether they want to be a pilot or a stoker, if they want to get involved, mm-hmm. then the Tandem Trekkers, West Yorkshire based. You mentioned Huddersfield a couple of times. I presume that's one of your routes, yeah. the one of your main places that you'll be based in. I have another important question though, Jules. You've mentioned that you have a dog, and I understand that the dog is not too far away. I want some dog detail, please. Breed and name, please.
Oh, she's called Tessa, and she's a lab cross retriever. And she will be 9 next year, and she's fast asleep at the minute. she's not keen on the fact that we might have to go out in the rain today.
Keeping a low profile, hoping you change your mind.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much for telling us all about it. You both are beautiful. The best breeder dog, Black Labrador for me. thank you so much for telling us all about it. Best of luck with it. It's a lovely thing. It sounds like there's a great community spirit with it as well. Tandem Trekkers. Is it a case of getting in touch with you online? Is there a website that you can point people to if they do fancy getting involved?
Yeah, there's tandemtrekkers.org.uk. That's our website, so do look us up.
Yeah, best
there's
of luck
quick
with it.
Thing, Pete.
Yeah, go for it.
If people want to just say, come along, and they're maybe frightened to go on the road and they want to like just have a go to see if they like it, we always have to go on a track meet first, which happens once a month, where new people can come and have a go and say, oh yeah, I love it. Oh gosh, no, it's not for me. Do you know what I mean? So you're not having to go straight out on a bike on the road.
Yeah,
so,
give it a go.
Just puts people's mind at ease, because, you know, you might have some nervous passengers. I'm not, but, you know, it's good for everyone to get that opportunity to try. off-road.
Of course it is. No, yeah. Lovely to chat to you both. Thanks so much for your time.
Yeah, Jules, you too.
Thank you. From Tandem Trackers. Thank you both. Cheers, guys. Bye-bye.
Pete Allison.